Yesterday, Larry and I were doing a story about Gavin Newsom talking about his affair of 10 years ago. Unbeknownst to us, it was Carla Marinucci who was asking the lieutenant governor that question and many others. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Pat and Larry. Good to be with you.
Well, good to be with you, especially because you're exceptionally making news this morning. It's hard to imagine what that conversation was like, but I would imagine your questions were pretty far-reaching.
Yeah, I mean, we had an hour-long conversation with Gavin Newsom on stage Monday night. And look, this Me Too issue has been across the country now for months. I told him that, and I said, we have to confront this issue in your past. You had some very tough headlines in 2007, and he did when he was mayor of San Francisco, and it was revealed that he had had an affair while separated from his wife with a subordinate in his office.
Yeah.
Ruby Rippey Turk, her name was, who Ruby also happened to be the wife of his campaign manager.
Oops.
Now, those revelations almost derailed his career. I have to say that I was there. He had a press conference in which he came forward and said, everything you read is true. And he apologized, went into rehab counseling, and in the interim years has since remarried a feminist icon, Jennifer Seibel,
right,
a documentary filmmaker, has had four kids with her. But my question to him, and I tell you, it was not an easy question to ask him, you know.
I'll bet.
Yeah, is this a disqualifying thing? Other politicians like Al Franken are being told to resign for stuff that happened more than 10 years ago, and some of it not in office. So is this fair? You're asking the voters to hire you. So we had a long conversation about that. I even asked him, is there anything else that has happened since then that you, or any other surprises out there the voters should know about?
So it's not like he removed his microphone and kicked himself off the stage during it, right?
No, he did not. He basically said, I was wrong. I apologized then, and you know, I've learned a lot about myself. He accredited his wife, who's done a number of documentaries that relate to sexual harassment and relate to sexual assault in the military, as being a big force in his life. And it was pointed out, I mean, a weird twist in this, Pat and Larry, is, you know, at the time of the affair, he was married to Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is now a huge host on Fox News.
Yeah, so it's a movie in the making.
It's a movie.
Yep.
It's a movie. But he did talk about it and at length, and I just thought, you know, we've got to ask him about it because this is a huge headline that was in his past.
Good no work. Offense to you, Carla. I mean,
yeah.
He is running for the governor of California. He should have had an answer for that question. But on the flip side of that, the other guy that's running for governor, Antonio Villaraigosa, the other, he also had an affair. So it's like the top two guys are affair prone.
Yeah, you're right, Larry. I mean, now in Villaraigosa's case, he didn't have an affair with a subordinate. I think that's the main issue. And the other issue was the campaign manager's wife, a friend's wife. That was a big deal for a lot of folks. In Villaraigosa's case, he had an affair with his first wife while she was undergoing cancer therapy. And his first wife, Karina, was a well-known person in California politics. They got back together. And then a couple of years later, there was another affair with a Telemundo TV anchor. You're absolutely right. These things are, I think, now part of the discussion, especially if they're going to talk about the Me Too issue. Neither of these guys are accused of sexual harassment. There's a difference.
I really think there is a difference, and we should point that out.
Having
an affair with somebody consensually is different than the Me Too movement.
Let's be honest. If we started knocking out all the politicians who had affairs, I don't know how many would be left up there. But you're right. There's a huge difference, and there was never any suggestion of Harvey Weinstein-like behavior. That is, coercion, rape, or any of that. So there was a big difference. It's a personal or sort of moral issue that voters are looking at here. And we haven't had really a chance to discuss this with Antonio Villaraigosa, and I expect he'll be getting those questions the next day or two.
Yeah.
On the campaign
trail. He'll be looking forward to his next conversation with you, that's for sure.
I'm sure
we got... We got to do equal time here, Carla. We've been talking about the Democratic Republican. We talked about the Republican candidates for governor. They got together for the first time on stage. I mean, once again, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it really fall? Like, did the Republicans even have a chance?
Yeah, right, Larry, you got a good question there. Yeah. In fact, they were asked, you know, even the head of the California Republican Party has said, you know, one of these guys has to drop out. Otherwise, the Republicans have no chance of getting in the top two primary. You've got a rich businessman, John Cox. You've got a former congressman, Doug Ossie, and you've got an assemblyman, Travis Allen. And you're right. If there's three of them, no, they are unlikely to get into the top two primary. And it very well may be two Democrats running against each other in the general election in the fall. So last night they were asked, are any of them going to drop out? Nope. Nobody said they are going to. So
okay.
At this point, you're right. Tree falling in the forest.
Well, we look forward to your next conversation. Who's that going to be with, Carla?
It will be with Delaine East in the state superintendent
of
schools. So we'll keep these conversations going and discuss all the headlines with you guys right here.
Yeah, we like the headlines and we like the behind the scenes. We love them both, Carla.
Okay.
Thanks for being here this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, good to be with you.
That is Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook of Politico.com.